Let's save our wretch like me. I was but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that caught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How gracious thing that grace appeared. The hour I first believed, through my and grace will lead me home. When weeping there 10,000 tears, bright shining as the God's grace, and when we first begun, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. And I want to thank everyone that's came along this evening. God bless you. And I want to say to Brother John, it's really encouraged this morning. I don't know how much, to be honest, because sometimes you think you're wasting your time and the devil wants to tell you that. But when John read them scriptures, and I know the Lord gave me that scripture many years ago, but I never knew why, never really knew why for years and years and years. But I believe the Lord said to me this morning, you're building on the wall. And I'm glad to be on the wall tonight, and I know what wall I'm building on. Now there's people building on other walls, but if you're convinced that this is the wall you should be building on, then don't go to another wall, stay on this wall. This is the wall. And we're not worried about numbers tonight. This is a great work. And I tell you, if there's any pastors listening in tonight in this message, or any other evangelist teachers, any other preachers, I want to encourage them as well. They're doing a great work. They're building on the wall. And they need to keep on building on the wall. Amen. And thank God tonight we're building. And you know, when we had different ones from the family, as our brother John said last night, and you know, I want you to think of this for a moment. When God dealt with myself and dealt with my dad, none of us were coming to church. And over a few months, God brought us all in. God could do that again. And all the people was here could be in this meeting in a short time if God moved. That's how quick God can do it. God is able to do it. The Lord bless you tonight. Let's turn to Exodus 26. It's just to get a reading and just to get a reading to get you the colors. And there's so many scriptures where you can take the colors from this book of Exodus. And there's 26 times these colors are mentioned in the book of Exodus, and they always go gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. And every time they go in the same order, almost every time. And I just wondered, why is this order in the same time? And I'm going to be honest with you, I had it all set out to put my notes down on this, and I had a wee different bits and pieces here and there. Then when I went to get it, I forgot all of it. But it was in me. And I can't explain that to you. It was in me. But I had to go and wait on the Lord again today to get it back out. And it's stuff that I'd lost, and I had to forget about that and just pray and keep praying and searching to the Lord, just give me it all the picture again. Because you can have a picture and you know it, but then you forget it. And you need to go back to it. That's why the Bible says we're to tell it often. We need continually to hear the Word of God so that it's in us. Amen. Let's read this verse, Exodus 26, verse 1, just for scripture. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet. With cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. And it goes on to say the length and everything. Then if you went to chapter 28, let's go till straight to verse 8. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen. Then if you go to chapter 39, verse 5, this is just a few verses to get you these colors. And the curious girdle of the ephod which was upon it was of the same according to the work thereof, of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and of fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's bow our heads again tonight. And if you need prayer, just lift your hand up before the Lord. God bless you this evening. God bless. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening that we have an advocate tonight, Jesus Christ the righteous. We bless your name that we can come before you and come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you for the Lamb of God tonight. Lord, I pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit, and I do take the Holy Ghost right now to help me, and I thank you for it. Pray for every hand that's raised, you'll meet every single need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Lord, we pray for every home representative, for every family member. We pray you'll save every one of them, that the circle will be unbroken. And Lord, that they'll all come in to know you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we need you to work. We need you to move. We thank you for the encouragement this morning, that we're to continue to, and that your joy, and even, Lord, how they stood when they read the Word of God, and the amen and amen. Lord, we thank you for it. Bless our brother John and save all his family circle, son, his daughter, their families, each and every relative. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we pray as our brother goes over to Brother Frank, that you'll bless Brother John and bless Brother Frank and the fellowship and the whole circle there. Lord, we pray your blessing upon them. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, close us in with time yourself. And Father, we do thank you again and violently. We pray for your mighty touch upon her life tonight. Be placed between her and the enemy. the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask for the life of that blood to come on her sister and to go through her being, that she may be well in Jesus' precious name. For others tonight that need your touch, touch them, we pray. And for those who would listen to the messages, bless them. If they're not saved, save them. If they need healed, heal them, we pray. As we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is really God's plan here. And you know, when you go into Revelations, you can see the redemptive plan. And when you go into Genesis, you can see the redemptive plan. And I believe that these colors are in order, and I'm giving it from the very start. These colors are set in this order specifically to give you God's redemptive plan. And God had a plan of redemption ever before the foundation of the world. And remember that the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the very foundations of the world. And God had a plan ever before Adam fell, ever before he was put out the garden, ever before him and Eve did what they did, God had a plan in place. God, knowing the end from the beginning, knowing everything and predestined everything, God knew exactly what he was going to do. And he had a plan, and not only had a plan, it was a master plan. Now, first of all, we see these colors, the gold, the blue, the purple, the scarlet, and the fine linen, which is white. And I did mention a lot the other week about the fine linen. But when you come to this color gold, and every time in Exodus these are in order, God continually sets them in order, he sets them in order, and he sets them in order. And I'm going to give you why I believe that, what God is saying and what God is showing us, why he sets it in order. And we know gold speaks of incorruptibility. It's a precious metal. And to get gold, you know, they burn it and they burn it, and every bit of dross and everything goes out, all you've left's gold. And God is pure and God is gold. And there's nothing of defilement in God. He's pure, he's gold, and we know that God was in Christ. And every time we see the gold in the Old Testament, and in the priest's garments, and in the tabernacle, and every single place we see it mentioned, and even that wee thing that was across his forehead, that's the mind of Christ, because it's always gold, is God. And God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And we know this represents, this gold represents the eternal God. Not only the eternal God, but God's eternal, and not only is he God, eternal God is unchangeable. His unchangeable thoughts, his unchangeable ways, the time that God first speaks it, it never needs to be changed or improved upon, because it cannot be changed or improved upon. Now, God struck me with this thought yesterday when I listened to a little bit of a certain man that many think a lot of, but I don't. And when I heard the way he took William Branham's message and perverted it, to place it back on an earthly man, away from the heavenly man, I knew he's false. It can't happen like that. That's a reverse. A reverse. And there's a lot doing the reverse. And they're not doing, as our brother John said, restoring back to the original. But they're bringing people back to something that's something else. And it's so close, it looks so good. And it does sound well. And they even use the prophet's own words to do it. But sure, didn't you quote Moses? And Jesus said, if you knew who Moses was, you'd have believed me. But you don't believe me, but yet you're quoting Moses. And we see the same thing today. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord thy God, I change not. And we know that he's Hebrews 13, and he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. God does not change. So this gold lets us know that it's God, and that God's unchangeable, and we know that God has a plan, and we know that God's plan of redemption was even before the fall. God had a plan. So when we think of this color gold, we're thinking of God, and we're thinking of all the attributes of God, and I can't go in them all the night. There's so many. But it's God and God's plan. Ephesians 1 and 11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, been predestined, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things, after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1 and 11. God foreknew you, and he predestined you and me to become sons and daughters of God. So this is always in the same order, because it's always God. You cannot take this out and put something else in, or it's no longer gold. When you replace this with something else and put it in the fire, it disappears, really, because only the gold remains. And I tell you, when you're working with God, you're working with a real life source, the real thing. So always think of this gold, that it's God. And when you think of it in the high priest, you're looking at deity in him, and God's in Christ. And why is God in Christ? To reconcile the world unto himself. So these colors tonight, and I'm going to go through them, but these colors is God's plan of redemption. Is in these colors, God's plan of redemption. And this plan didn't start 2,000 years ago on the cross, but this plan started before the foundation of the world, for the Bible says he's the Lamb of God slain before the foundations of the world. Then you look at this blue, and I won't hold you too long tonight. The blue is heaven, and the heavenly origin is Jesus Christ. And when you look up, you see the blue. And when you look up and see the blue, you're looking up into the heavens and you're seeing the blue. You know, when my son comes on the phone, and you know now with the phones, you can, it's live and you're watching it. Sometimes he'll be on the tractor van. And then I'll be outside, and I'll, every time it's New Zealand, Australia's the same. America'd be the same. Blue skies. And I tell you, there's something about a blue sky that makes you feel good. And the Lord is the blue from heaven. It's not hard to understand the meaning of this blue. Just look up to heaven. Christ is called the Lord from heaven. So when you think of this blue, you're thinking of the Lord from heaven. So God had a plan which started in eternity, but then it comes to heaven and it keeps on coming. And it's in these colors. 1 Corinthians 15:47. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And we know that scripture goes on to say, as we bear the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And we've been all born in sin and shape and in iniquity. But Jesus Christ, the second man, came without sin unto salvation. And unto them that look for him will he return the second time without sin unto salvation. This is the Lord from heaven. He is the Lord of all glory. He's from heaven. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. So he's the Lord from heaven, and he's the Lord of all glory. And the very devils, when he was here, didn't fully know who he was. Lo, they trembled at him. The Lord of glory. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he come down from heaven. John 3 and 31 says this. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. We're working with someone tonight who's above all. He's above all because he come from heaven. You getting that this evening? John 3:13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. This is why I have a problem when people take a doctrine so far that they call another man the Son of Man, and they do it like he's Jesus. That's false. Are you hearing me tonight? Because that other man never come from heaven. I can take you where he's born. He's born a sinner. But I can take you Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. but he pre-existed. Ever before he was here, he pre-existed, for he was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. That's my Bible. And it goes further. It says all things are made by him and for him, and without him was not anything made that's made. He's the beginning and creation of God. So you can compare no other man to him. When I'm talking about the Son of Man, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus. I'm not talking about any other man. John 6:38. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. He came down from heaven. So the blue is all but the Lord from heaven. He became man. He lowered himself a little lower than the angels. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. This is all redemption's plan. This is the order. Then we have the purple. And this purple is a royalty. This purple is kingship. Royalty and kingship is the purple. You could look at the blue and the purple, and as you look at the blue and the purple, you think of kings and royalty. And then you think, when you look at the blue and purple and you're thinking of kings and royalty, then you have to think God was in Christ. God was in Christ. Coming down from heaven, the blue, the earth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he came down from heaven, but yet he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let me look at this purple for a moment. This was a very costly material. Only kings and rich people wore these colors. It's remarkable that even Scripture, purple is seen particularly only outside the country of Israel, and more particularly in courts of great empires. You'll see the color purple. And it talks about the royal purple. We even have a movement, the royal purple. It's a royal color, the color purple. Purple stands for universal riches. It is connected with the glory of the Lord as Son of Man, as seen in the book of the Psalms. And you can read all the book of Psalms, and I won't read particularly Psalms 8, just one verse of it. You can read the rest of it, but it's about putting all under his feet. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above all the heavens. Hallelujah. So he came from the heavens, and yet he's above all the heavens. So the blue speaks of the heavens, but the purple speaks of his royalty, and his royalty places him even above all the heavens. For he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords, and he's far above even all the heavens. Where everything is put under his feet, this is how we see him in the Gospel of Luke. And you go through the Gospel of Luke, and you can see him. And even Isaiah 52:13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. And that's of the Lord. The Lord is exalted, he's extolled, he's very high. Though he come from the heavens, though he lowered himself, yet he's higher than the heavens. And this purple for his royalty. This is kingship. This is like our brother Gary mentioned at the end of the service this morning, when the man came back, the father said, get the best robe. And I want you to know this morning that Jesus Christ robed in the best robe. He's robed in a royal robe. He'll never be stripped naked again. There'll never be a crown of thorns placed upon him again. The brown that once was crowned with thorns is now crowned with glory and honor and with royal diadems. He's robed this evening, the Son of Man, but even in suffering and death, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Then you have the scarlet, still all about redemption. And scarlet speaks of atonement, red, scarlet, sacrifice and humility in scarlet. Matthew 27:28, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe, mocking him. They put it on him. They put it on him to mock him. They took his own clothes off of him, put on him a scarlet robe to mock him. Now, I have this road here, but I don't even need a road, because I studied this some years ago, and you know, I went back in and researched it, and there's a dye that they made in Israel to dye scarlet. And it come from the wee worm. And when the worm laid its eggs, it died in the process. And there's a product come out of it. A sacrament come out of it, or a product, whatever you want to call it. And it produced this dye. And they used to dye the stuff to get this color, this dye, this scarlet. And this is the process that this little worm went through. And the worm was on a tree when it died and produced the scarlet. And Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago died in our room and died in our stead. And he produced the scarlet blood, the blood that cleanses from all sin and all unrighteousness. And also there's another thing in this in Old Testament times. Earthly man, Adam, means red of the earth. So the first man speaks of the red from the earth. It's all redemption again. The first man's a red from the earth. God made Adam from the dust, from the earth. And he breathed in him. And then God came from the heavens to redeem man from the dust, from the earth, from the red. How did he do it? He gave his own precious red blood on the cross to redeem him. This red's important this evening. Without this red, we have no hope. This is all redemption. Psalms 22 and verse 6 says, "But I am a worm, and no man reproach of, and I am a worm, and no man a reproach of men, and despised of people." This is the Lord. This is a prophetic psalm, Psalm 22 of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a prophetic psalm. This is the Lord. And you can go to other scripture for Jacob called himself a worm. And here he says, "But I am a worm." And I tell you, the worm went on the tree, the wee earthly worm, and it died in the process of producing other life. It produced eggs, which was life extended. And Jesus Christ shed his blood. And it's through the life for that blood that he shed that we're saved and redeemed. And our sins are washed away. This color foreshadows the atoning blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin, offering mankind a way to be cleaned and cleared. And here it brings me to one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. And this verse is very precious to me, Isaiah 1:18. "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool." Who know what else it says? "For the mouth of the Lord spoken it." I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ is scarlet red, but yet it'll make you white. Whiter than the very driven snow. It'll make you clean, it'll make you pure, because it's precious before the Lord, this red. It's all redemption. All these colors are redemption. And then this last color is the white linen. And the white linen, this speaks of Christ's purity, his righteousness. We covered it in other messages, but just to briefly tell you, the linen, you know it come from the ground, how they made it. And you think of how the Lord lured himself back to you and me. He became us that we might become him. He became a man. The Bible calls him the second man from heaven. But he came to earth, to the ground. Humbled himself so that we could have his righteousness. We have none of our own. Revelations 19 and 8. "Unto her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." Where do you get this righteousness from? You get it from the Lord. Romans 4, verse 68. "Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin." So this linen speaks of his righteousness, his holiness, his purity. We have none of our own, but the Lord gives us his righteousness. And that makes us white, it makes us pure. So all these colors of the Lord in order had to be in order through the Bible, because God is showing us his program, his plan of redemption, even in the very colors. Now you can take the rainbow and go the same road. Now also, you'll notice tonight, most people mention the four basic colors, and there's four colors. But there's five colors I've mentioned tonight when you put the gold in. And the four basic colors, you could look at Matthew, Mark, look at John. And I preached it before, if you went back, when I preached on the message called The Gate. And he showed how Christ is a man, he's a servant, he's a king, and it's all in that message. But that gate is upheld by four pillars, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But then if you want the number five, that's grace. Five is grace. Grace. It's also faith. Forsaking all, I take him. So it's grace. Number five is grace. And number five is faith. And you have five epistles. And the gate, the second gate, the second veil, it's upheld. Five pillars. Five epistles. And all the epistles uplift Christ. So even in these very colors, we're seeing the Lord. We're seeing the work of redemption. And just as the pillars uplift them, for the veil, the inner veil, and the gates uplifted with the four pillars, they're uplifting them. We need to uplift them. Why? Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So these colors, that's just a brief. And I'm going to close, and Brother John's going to come. That's just a brief outline tonight, and I hope the Lord's give you something on these four colors, five colors. Gold. I'll tell you what, gold's nice, isn't it? I always had a silver watch, but I wanted a gold watch. And I was in a shop one day, had to get Char a new wedding ring. She grew out of the one she had, and then I tried to cut it off, wrecked it. Had to go and get her a new ring. And then I seen this gold watch. And I had to get myself it, a nice gold watch. Had to pay it off, find the car. Hadn't the money to get it all at once, and a gold watch. And everybody says that that's a big watch. Well, I don't like a small watch. I hate the sight of a small watch. I like a big watch. And I tell you, there's somebody big watching us tonight. The Lord, amen. And God go. The Lord bless you this evening as a Brother John comes. God bless you.
You know, I'm thinking what Tommy said there, but he likes a big watch. He wants to have a big time. Get yourself a big watch and you'll have a big time. It's not that big in my time. Get yourself a small watch and you'll have a small time. Well, you know, it's not me wrong to joke, but I believe the Lord has got a sense of humor. Praise the Lord. But well, there's something about the gold, isn't there? In the book of Revelations we read where the Spirit of the Lord said, I counsel thee to buy gold of me.
Amen.
Tried in the fire. The stuff that when the fire hits it, it remains the same. That the dross is gone. It's gone. It's gold. And I saw that they made us see. You know, because that Laodicean church said they were rich. And they had need of nothing. But the Lord said, you're blind, you're naked, and you don't even know it. He said, I counsel thee to buy gold of me. Buy the gold. There's a price to be paid for gold. But Jesus paid it all, didn't he?
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Thank the Lord tonight for the high priest and for them things that represented the gospel. The representation of the gospel, even from the book of Genesis, for the Lord promised that he would bruise the serpent's head. And that's what he done at that place called Calvary. Praise the Lord. Brother Terry, can we sing that number 48, My Savior Suffered on the Tree? The chorus is, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Bleeding Lamb. And we'll stand to sing it, and we're going to sing it all if we can. And I'm going to ask Brother Samuel then just to dismiss us tonight with a word of prayer after we sing this. Praise the Lord. Number 48, My Saviour suffered on the tree. Glory to the bleeding lamb. Will come and praise the Lord with me. Glory to the bleeding lamb. Amen. You suffered on the tree. Glory to my spirit all in a flame. Glory to the bleeding lamb. He bore my sins and curse and shame. Glory to the bleeding lamb. And I am saved through Jesus' name. Glory to the bleeding lamb. The lamb, the lamb, the bleeding lamb. I love the sound of Jesus' name. It sets my spirit all in a flame. Glory to the bleeding lamb. I know my sins are all forgiven. Glory to the bleeding lamb. And I am on my way to heaven. Glory to the bleeding lamb. The lamb, the lamb, the bleeding lamb. I love the sound of Jesus' name. It sets my spirit all in a flame. Glory to the bleeding lamb. And when the storms of life are o'er, glory to the bleeding lamb. I'll sing upon a happier shore. Glory to the bleeding lamb. The lamb, the lamb, the bleeding lamb. I love the sound of Jesus' name. It sets my spirit all in a flame. Glory to the bleeding lamb. And this my speech and song shall be. Glory to the bleeding lamb. That Jesus tasted death for me. Glory to the bleeding lamb. The lamb, the lamb, the bleeding lamb.